Welcome to the Bulldog Social Studies Podcast. This is our March news update. The city is sinking. Indonesia's capital of Jakarta is sinking. The sea level's rising causes floods to happen often. When flooding happens, people have many feet of water in their houses. Some men will send their family to higher ground, then using a bucket, they will drain their house. The capital has 10.5 million residents and growing fast. On the island of Java, there are about as many skyscrapers as in Chicago, Illinois, and has some of Indonesia's largest businesses. The flooding in Jakarta is not new. The 13 rivers and constant overflowing during the rainy season. The city has been growing fast, so fast that the public water system cannot keep up. Therefore, the people have been pumping their own water. Only about 30% of the city gets water from the government pipes. Millions of residents drill holes to get the water. The overpumping has caused soil to compact and collapse. The city has been sinking at a rate of 2 inches per year. Some experts say that a quarter of Jakarta could be underwater by 2050. They say by resettling millions, they could save Jakarta. Part of this plan is to build a new capital city called Nusantara. This will be in a rainforest, and to build, they will have to cut down a lot of the rainforest. They started building last summer and hope to move people in by next year. They expect this project to be completed by 2045. This has been projected to cost $34 billion. They hope it will solve Jakarta's problems and some of the people, but some of the people there refuse to leave because they were born there. Next up is Yuli with the screen grab.
The phone has been getting more and more addicting. The average daily screen use is now 5 hours and 33 minutes for tweens, but for teenagers, it's about 8 hours and 39 minutes. Some experts say that COVID-19 was one of the biggest reasons kids started getting on their phones more, so then they got addicted to them. Some people say that the more you are on your phone, the more ads you'll get, and then the more money the phone companies get. So then there will be more ads and more apps, so your phone will get more and more addicting. Edward Spectral treats tweens and teens with unhealthy digital habits. He says that digital activities make you lose track of time, and that is Jordan.
Thank you, Julie. On May 2nd, 1963, Janice Wesley woke up, threw on a dress with her older sister's leather jacket. She grabbed her toothbrush, toothpaste, and purse, and went to march. The march took place in Birmingham, one of the most racially divided states. Many people knew that they would get arrested, but they wanted to participate for freedom. Something was different about this march than all the others. It was mostly made of young people, and most parents didn't know where their child was. Janice's parents didn't know where she was either. Their parents worried about where their child was. Hundreds of kids would be arrested that day. Black people could not drink out of the same water fountain as white people, go to the same school, or eat in the same restaurant as white people. The KKK would go to the African Americans' homes and put explosives in there. Birmingham earned the nickname Birmingham Maddie Hadley.
Over 60 million kids and teens in the United States are participating in an organized sport every year. Most of these kids and teens play on either a school team or on a community athletic program. Some of these kids play on an elite travel team too. Many of these athletes, when they aren't in school, spend hours of their free time training and competing. Many of these supporters say that it is good for kids to participate in sports since it can lead to better physical fitness and can improve mental focus. Though other people worry that the demand of these youth and league teams take it too far. Two kids were interviewed and had told their stories and said that they would be training for maybe more than 2 hours a day. They would also have little time to hang out with their friends or do their homework. They said that they wish they knew that it was okay to quit. Many experts argue that only a tiny fraction of kids and teens have a real shot at becoming, in the future, a professional athlete. Sports injuries are one of the most leading causes of how kids end up in the ER. Around 3 million kids and teens that get sports-related injuries ended up in the ER. And now to you, Memphis.
Alex Chuck is 17, and she is talking about hungry for change. And the prices have been going up, and it is getting too expensive over the years. And some people can't afford it. There are 19 million people who live in food deserts. And the root of the problem is food deserts are the main thing being a in the state of the U.S.